Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your market update for November 7th, 2024. So it is Fed Day, if you guys didn't realize that. It kind of got dwarfed with the election this week. So the Federal Reserve's coming out this week. What we're going to talk about is the economic news that came out just this morning. We're going to look at the strength of the economy, and then we're going to look at, you know, what the Federal Reserve's looking at, and then what are they going to do? So that's all the topics we're going to discuss in today's report. So my name is Dan Friel. If you guys didn't know, I'm actually a loan officer. I work at ServBank, and the cool thing about that is we're a federal bank, and so that means I have a federal license. So no matter where in the country you're living, I can help you. So if you're looking to buy that first house, maybe looking to refinance, please reach out to us. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. So without further ado, let's get over to it. Mortgage rates, they jumped a little bit yesterday. This wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Rates are coming right back down in line right before this. And I'll show you what's going on behind the scenes. So what's the headlines right now? Well, Fed likely going to cut our rates after a Trump win yesterday. So the contention now is how much, where, how far are they going to go? That's where we analyze on a daily basis. But today we're just trying to figure out what are they going to do today and why. So the first thing, let's go over here. Here's the report that we got out today. It's the jobs numbers. U.S. weekly jobs claims increase modestly. If you scroll down into the book, like I always say, don't judge a book by its cover. You have to read the details. It says in here, the number of Americans filing new applications for unemployment benefits rose marginally last week, suggesting no material changes in the labor market conditions and reinforcing views that the hurricane and strikes were the result of the stall that we had last week in the jobs numbers. So that's going to play out over time. We'll see it as readings continue to come in, if that was an anomaly based on the hurricanes and stuff, or is it the job market really that weak? So here's the reports that we have coming in today. We'll get to that in 1 second. But here's what the Federal Reserve's looking at right now. Let me get my head out of the way real quick. So this is the basically the economy at a glance. Okay, we'll go through this real fast because I do it all the time. Right here tells you what the federal funds rate is. Yesterday's report, we watched one economist saying, well, they want this to get to 4. So there's probably 2 or 3 more cuts in store for it. We'll look at the CME FedWatch tool for that. Inflation right now went from, well, this says 7%, but we were at 9% not too long ago, and it came down all the way to 2.1, basically a tenth away from where the Federal Reserve wants it. Unemployment rate is sticky at 4.1%. This didn't take that big jump like the Federal Reserve thought it was going to do. So that's helping with the smooth landing that they're predicting. And then right through here, this is GDP. How much production is being done in the United States? And it's over 2%. It's almost 3%. So a solid market that you're seeing right through there. So that's what the Federal Reserve is looking at right now. So let's look at the data that just came in today. Here's the data we have. Continued jobless claims. Like it said, it's just moderated. Last reading was 1.853. It was supposed to come in at 1.882. It came in at 1.892. So not a big move there. Initial jobless claims, 218 before, 221, so not a huge spike there either. If all these people lost jobs and there wasn't that many, you know, last reading on jobs was 12,000. It was supposed to be over 100,000. So they're thinking, is all those people going on unemployment? Well, it doesn't look that way based on this. The good news be also for, I guess, the economy in general, for the inflation rate, the unit labor costs are coming down. This is going to help companies on their profit margins. Maybe they can cut costs and prices, thus helping us with the inflation front. So we had the unit labor cost previously at 2.4. It came down to 1.9. So all those are right in line with what's expected. So that's what we see right through here. Here's the cool thing of what's going on today. Based on the news that we have so far today, here's what's the reactions of the bond market. So let's just look at this week in a nutshell. Okay, so right now today we have the MBS spiking up 31 ticks. So what does this mean? So over here, here's what we monitor. So if you're new to my channel, I need to explain to you guys how this works. Okay, I do this kind of once every couple weeks. When a bond price, this is what you're seeing on the screen, when the price goes up, the yields, or the mortgage rates in this case, because it's a mortgage bond, they come down. Okay, so it's kind of an inverse relationship. So if the price goes down, well, rates go up. Look at the last 5 days through this. This is kind of crazy. So we have basically Monday, a complete mess. Tuesday, a complete mess. Wednesday, a complete mess. And then we keep picking up. So if you look at it, we're basically right here where we got better rates today than we did since November 1st. So rates are coming right back in line. after that big shock. So is this trend going to continue? So that's what we're seeing right through here. So let me explain how this works to you. Let's just go to today's numbers. All right, so the price of a bond is going up. Thus, you're going to start seeing rates coming down. Okay, so here's how it works. This is an example I use all the time. Let's say we're going to make a fictitious mortgage bond, and we're going to say that bond matures next year, and the price of the bond at maturity is $100. So when I turn in my bond, I'm going to get $100 back. Okay, I'm going to show you how as the price goes up, the yields come down. Okay, so let's make up this. In today's market, I'm going to give you $50 for that bond because, you know, there's volatility in the market and everything else. So I'm going to give you $50 for the bond. You give me the bond and I wait till next year. I turn that bond in and you give me $100. Well, what was my rate or what was my yield? 100%. I doubled my money. Okay, so the yield on that bond is 100%. Okay, so now let's raise the price and I'll show you how the yield comes down. So let's say for easy purposes, I give you $100 today. Okay, so I give you $100 today. You give me the bond. I wait for a year and then I turn that bond back in. Okay, and you give me my $100 back. So what's my yield now? You're like, Dan, that was a pretty dumb investment because you didn't make any money. Correct. My yield is zero. So the lower price, my yield was 100%. As the price went up, it went down to zero. So as the price of this bond goes up, rates get better or rates go down. So that's basically how all this works. It's as simple as that. What the correlation between this is, there's no really rhyme or reason. There is a rhyme or reason behind it. But I'll just say if we got a 28 ticks up today, you're probably going to see rates. They won't get back down into the sixes, but we should be in the low sevens at this point, you know, maybe by noon today. And then the Federal Reserve's coming out and telling us exactly what they're going to do. So we'll be live at that point. I'm going to try to be live. I have a couple meetings this afternoon, but I'm going to try to be live to let you guys know what happened. Well, there's a 0.25%. Let's go over and show what should be happening. So if we go to the stock markets right now, we have the Dow Jones just teetering at four, up four. These markets were screaming yesterday. So I was surprised that these didn't open in the red because we had, 1,400 rally in the Dow and all the indices were up 3%. So I was thinking, well, there's going to be some profit taking today. So, you know, there'll probably be a lot of these in the red. They're not. Let's see with cryptocurrency. Now they're predicting cryptocurrency to go to possibly $100. $100,000 a coin. And this is now teetering right about 75,000. Let's check oil to see how that's coming in. That's coming in really nice. It's dropping. We like this being right around $70. That helps on the inflation front. So all those things are in line. Now let's get over to the CME FedWatch tool. So what is the Federal Reserve going to do today? We're going to know in 4 hours. Okay, so here's what the probabilities that they're going to do right through here. 99.3% probability that they're going to cut rates. So how do we know that? Okay, so here it's pretty simple. Just go to the CME FedWatch tool, and you're going to look across the top right through here. These are telling us what interest rates or the range that the federal funds rate is going to be. Okay, right now, what it is right here, 4.75 to 5. All right, so if you go back to this tool, That column's not even there. Well, because they're saying there is no way the Federal Reserve's not going to cut. Okay, they're now at 97%, but basically it's baked in, folks. Okay, there's no probability of it going up. Now, the consensus now is what we're trying to figure out is where the cuts are coming going forward. And that hopefully will get some guidance from the Federal Reserve today. But everybody's expecting at the next meeting in December or possibly in January, they're going to do an extra 25 basis point cut. But we'll find out more from the Fed today. So join us live this afternoon. Once the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what they're going to do, Federal Reserve Chairman Powell speaks in front of all kind of people, the media and everything else. And that's where the context really comes out. That's when the questions start to come up and so forth. So I'm going to try to hold a live event so we can watch these questions and the answers, and I'll explain, you know, maybe in layman's terms, what they're talking about and guide you through that process. So join us later this afternoon. But like I said, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report on the morning and at the closing to educate you guys on real estate. That's my main focus here. But I also teach you in stocks, bonds, equities, cryptocurrencies, ETFs, and all the other stuff. So in Stock Talks with Dan Frio. We're going to try to do that tomorrow because I didn't do it Tuesday. So we're going to try to have Stock Talk Tuesdays this Friday so I can explain to you guys what is going on in the markets and how our portfolio is doing. But if you want to reach out to me for some assistance to either buy that first house, buy that first investment property, maybe refinance, if you, your parents, or a loved one needs a reverse mortgage, I'd love to help with that as well. So check out therateupdate.com. Here's our website. If you're looking to buy that first house, what I need you to do is check out right through here. We have grant finders that we handpicked grants in here to help you find basically some free money for the down payment and closing costs. But if you want to get the ball rolling right now, hit the apply now button here, or what you could do, you can give us a call. A lot of people do this. Scroll down to the bottom. There's our 800 number as well as my email address. So please contact us this way or click the apply now button. You'll be launched out to a system that will either ask you to set up a calendar event with me or go ahead and start your application. And then after that, we'll discuss it and break it down for you. So thanks for watching. Hopefully you join me back later this afternoon to learn what the Fed did and then what the questions are and what guidance they might be giving us for 2025. Thanks so much for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon, and I'll see you later on the live. Bye-bye.